I like that one.
Shout out to Psalm.
Old leather wallet. With a 20 in it.
With a 20.
But before they changed the way that the money looked in the 90s, one of the old style
20s. For some reason, as soon as you said that, I pictured the old school 20. Yep. I did. See? I knew exactly where you were going with that. That's so
kids
funny.
Today have never seen them.
Kids today don't even know we have $20 bills.
Probably not.
Kids today don't know what cash is.
But they know how to cash you outside.
How about that?
Pistachio you outside.
Pistachio.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. That's funny.
Wow.
There's nothing better than a joke that gets the response,
that's funny. Oh, that's so funny. Wasn't there
not funny enough to actually laugh, just funny enough to comment that is in fact funny.
It was an episode of Scrubs, not Seinfeld. Where JD was dating somebody, and her answer, instead of laughing, was always, oh, that's so funny.
That sounds like a very Seinfeld thing.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was Seinfeld, yeah. But I remember, I think it was like Mandy Moore was the character, and I know she wasn't in Seinfeld.
Wow. Sounds like something she'd say.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that was.
Have you ever eaten a hot pellet? Please say no.
He wanted to on the show at La Cabra. Oh, and they brought out the Simcoe hot pellets. He was totally going to eat one.
I have done
this. I think
this.
It was there.
I haven't eaten a whole one, but I forget
what... because your body said, stop.
Listen,
this now.
I'll do just about anything for a joke.
I forget what the occasion was, but for some reason I wanted to taste this thing. I took the tiniest little bit off the edge, and that was still a horrible mistake.
Yeah. You couldn't taste anything else for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you say yours are?
Dan's comp.
No.
No.
There are some right over there if you want to get crazy.
No. I don't want to get that crazy.
We have our whole staff here tonight.
Oh, really?
And they don't like a chance on the mic.
they want it to be 17 too. Hours. I'm telling you.
It's going to be
longest
17 hours.
Podcast like, ever.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we've already exceeded the number of mics with the number of people around the table.
We're going to buy you some more mics.
It's a special occasion.
No, I'm going to have two of them.
The number of mics is not the problem. It's the number of inputs in that gigantic board. Imagine how big it had to be in order to have...
gigantic audio thorn in our side.
Well, to be fair, there are 8 mic inputs. Just 2 of them don't work as well.
It's just kind of disappointing.
We don't have to admit that to people.
Well,
it's a little peek behind the curtain. This is the kind of behind-the-scenes content you like from Beer Bus.
I just want the East Branch guys to travel with us so we have a laugh.
I just
want to.
I want to know when last call starts.
Oh, we'll cue it up. You'll know.
I need to know. Personally.
I feel like this is the kind of episode where, rather than like a hard cutoff, it's just going to be a gradient.
big old fade.
We'll figure it out later in post.
Oh shit!
sorry to tell you.
In your face!
My God,
green bleep.
Dill dog just got in your face. Thanks to Steph.
Wow. I think we do need to bring him with us all the time. just interject random bullshit,
hype man.
Just throughout
it's just
the episode.
Bullshit. Thanks a lot, Wayne.
It's mostly amusing bullshit. If that helps,
that's true. It's true.
It does. Thank you.
Podcasts are better with amusing bullshit.
That is very true.
That is a fact.
You got like a 90% hit rate going.
I think I'm just going to be a professional hype man.
Professional hype man
for you, Wayne.
Oh my God. Well, I.